September 28, 2009, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watford Pedro Show. Started off the show, of course, with John Coltrane. He was doing something called Harmonique. And then we heard Waiting for the D-Train, something new from Yoko Ono and the Plastic Ono Band.
Cool.
Yeah, 76 years old.
Wow. So
it's restarted the band.
Yuka's in there?
Yeah, that's right. She's in Chicago now with Nels.
Cool.
Irish Kip. And also Ms. Yuko on drums, Mr. Shimmy on guitar, her son Sean, Mr. Kingo from Cornelius, and a cat who played with Ig a couple weeks ago in Germany, Shiraz. Ig did some stuff with Mark Rabeau, who's his contemporary or whatever, with Nels Klein, Bill Frisell. In fact, Bill Frisell and Mark Rabeau are both on the new Richard Well, it ain't a new record. It was done in 82. It's called Destiny Street. And you can find the masters or something. But he did find the tape of, like, the Roughs,
which we
do every day and just to listen back. No music, no singing. And so he put lead guitars on there from Bill Frisell and Mark Rabeau, and he sang it again. And it's called Destiny Street Repaired. We'll play some next show. I didn't bring any here, but we have a guest. Here, come over by the microphone here, Eiko-san.
Hello?
Yeah, but it's
hello?
Hey, welcome back.
from Tajimi, which is near Nagoya, in the center of Honshu, are the four big islands of Japan. Right?
Yeah.
And you're going to talk with your arm over your mouth. That ain't going to work. You've been here, what, a week?
Yes.
And that whole week, I was pracking with Scotty Sahn, Steve McKay, James Williamson, and then the last 2 days with Ig.
Cool.
First gig, I guess, is going to be with this crew November 7th in Sao Paulo for something called Planeta Terra Festival. And we've had some pracs, big week long one a month ago, and then me and Scotty Sahn got together a few weeks before that. But this is the big daddy, because big daddy was there to focus on that. And Steve Sahn stayed with us. He loved your child. She's cooking righteous chow. We had chow with Mr. Kim today.
Cool.
He took us to the tofu house.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. Sepulveda near Western in Carson. Mm-hmm. And I had a curry one. What kind was you had the
beef and
an assortment. Various things, right?
Yeah.
And they chowed it in these bowls that are like boiling. I mean, this stuff is boiling. Mr. Kim's chowed it while it's boiling.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to have leather mouth and head to wait.
Blisters.
They have this trippy thing. When they get finished, and there's rice still left, they put water in there with the rice, and they eat like a rice soup.
Oh.
Yeah, rice and water. That's I've never seen that.
Never.
Yeah. Mm. It was good. It was trippy. And a lot of kimchi's, different ones.
Yeah, cool goblin, new grubs.
And some crab with a big garlic ninaku.
Yeah.
And, she's been cooking good chows. On Friday, we played with the Missing Man. Last gig now with Tom and Raul. Maybe 2010, January or so. Because they're busy helping Mr. Barlow out, right, with his solo album. On tour with him. And I hear early next year they're going to go to Europe, too. But this is some U.S. stuff. Up to November. And so I'm going to start doing second man gigs. But the last one was Friday, and it was also Steve Sahn, 60th birthday. Steve McKay, 60 years old. Yeah, so got to play with him. Redwood Bar and Grill, and a few songs. He even jumped on the Blue Oyster Cult song. He was great. he's really been playing good, man. And I mean, he always has, but he's got a, so to speak, second wind. It's trippy, you know. His sacks is a 1965 Selma Mark VI. He bought it new, you know. And going up for auction is John Coltrane's tenor.
Wow.
That he got near the end, which was 1965 Selma Mark VI.
Wow.
Yeah, same exact kind. That's what Steve Sine used on the Funhouse. He uses the same horn,
oh, cool.
You know. Yeah, so that was...
He's got some miles on it, huh? Cool miles.
He's got some miles, yeah. Train's probably... Because he died a couple years later. By the way, on the 23rd was his birthday. Wow. Yeah.
So he would have been how old?
Well, he's born in 26.
It's going to take a little
bit. Do this one. That's so that's 83? Would have been 83?
Sounds good.
Okay. Close it up. So, whatever, man. His music.
Still stands.
Yeah, big time. Big inspiration. Thank you, John Coltrane.
So say someone wants to bid on that thing. Where's it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Christie. I think. One of those big houses. Yeah, I got to look it up on the internet. But I saw it just by accident, and I was talking to Susan. You know, because I remember him telling me about getting that Selma in 65. I said, what model is that? Mark VI. Wow. The Coltrane horn. Wow. Yeah, so, and you know, Ig brought him on a lot of tunes. He's playing a lot more part of the set instead of just some of the, you know, the Funhouse songs like he did. Well, we're doing a lot of stuff like Kill City and Raw Power.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is a trip. Kind and playing Ronnie's bass parts, you know.
Like freshen up the whole thing, huh?
Well, it's just different. Energy, James Williamson's a different cat. It's in some ways not the Stooges kind of thing. The first birth, the original birth. But there were the Raw Power, Kill City, that those were lives of their own. So it's reflection on that. And man, I just want to play my best for them. It is a trip.
That's
had to write charts for everything and all that, but that's all right.
So he's just been executive all these years.
Yeah, like 25 years.
Wow.
He's kind of in retirement now from that. He wants to play music again.
Cool.
So that's a great thing.
Yeah, it is.
Let's play some music.
I knew how to stop the clock. So tell me, what am I gonna do?
care.
Pedro show started off that chunk with a band that came to visit San Pedro and play for Eko-san went to Harold's place with me to see this, and she had an interesting observation about San Pedro ladies.
Yeah, that'd be good to hear.
No. Yeah, she thought they were very kind and nice and kind of like balls. She called them like ball ladies. She said it was good though, because they don't care. And but the Gears played, so we heard Teenage Brain. Now they're just a little past teenage years. In fact, one of the first Minutemen gigs was with the Gears at Seahawks Center above it.
Oh wow! Yeah, College. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where infamous Frank Tonchi. Exit, adios, Nick. Didn't see him for years after that. Nice guy, great guy though. That punk was a little too weird for him. But he told me later, he said, I should have stuck with that gig. And make room for Georgie. And then we heard Where Am I by Bastidas. Bastidas, I played with a month ago in Whittier. On Whittier Boulevard in Boyle Heights. Not in Whittier. Sorry about that. And great band. And we heard Free Pie by Disguster. They played with us Friday at the Redwood. And I think a couple of the Gears played with them. They had from the original band Axel singing and Kid Spike on the guitar. But Dave Drive, the drummer, has since quit to start his own blues band with him on guitar. And Mike V was on bass for Brian Red's. And Mike V's in Dave Drive's new band, too. They sounded really good. What would you call their style? Because you were asking me their style. Gears. Saturday night, the Gears.
Gears.
Yeah, what would you call that style of music? Don't Be Afraid to Pogo. That.
Pogo.
Yeah, you don't remember that song? It was here's the key line, key verse. Don't be afraid to pogo. Don't be afraid to relate. If it wasn't for this kind of music, you wouldn't be here at this place.
Classic.
Ah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and you were asking me what style, and then they played, and I asked you, what would you call that? It's before hardcore. Well, what about 70s punk?
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, old school.
So, speaking of Harold's, you heard about Steve Brown, huh?
No.
You remember Steve Brown? You still always see him down there at your gigs?
Yeah.
He died last week on the docks. He had to unload some containers when it was totally hot. It's like 100 in there. Who knows how hot it was in the container?
Yeah.
And he got heat exhaustion, and he died. Totally bunk news. He was a great dude. My captain from Catalina Express days.
Yeah. He was a boatman.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to see him at Harold's gigs all the time. Wow. In his pilot building.
Jesus.
So that was really
he told me about getting a sailboat he was doing.
Yeah, Cabrillo Bell.
Sailing on a tiny little guy.
Yeah, Cabrillo Bell.
Cabrillo Bell. Wow.
So that's really fucked.
He was a great Funanori. Great sailor. Wow, not too old, are they? My age, maybe.
Yeah, probably in school with you, probably. Because all his, I went to school with Brother Scott.
He had his younger brother,
yeah,
right?
Scott Stewart, Brother Stan.
That's so heavy news.
Screwed.
Much respect to Steve.
Yeah. Good to see.
Wow. Oh, man. Whoa.
Yeah, that was a total shocker.
Well, people ask me why I play hard at gigs, and you never know when your last gig is. That guy was beautiful, man. He wasn't from the punk scene. He just tripped out on music,
yeah,
you know?
He was a skateboard dude. He was like an old champion skateboarder. Barrel jumper.
Wow.
I used to see him at your gigs all the time for years.
Oh.
He had a little video he shot of the scarcity of tanks when you guys were doing that.
He liked Banyan a lot.
Mm-hmm. Who don't?
Yeah. I'm going to play with Perk Friday and Peter at Venice.
Oh, cool.
Skate park is opening. Yeah, Hell Ride. And so it's kind of like a celebration. Well, let's get back to what I played. I played another song called Fucking AU by Scheisse Minnelli. Now, Scheisse is shit in German, you know. So maybe kind of a parody of a famous lady's name. And then finally we heard Cop Stomp with Trying the Best I Can. And who's here?
Bob. Is
it Bob?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah. Hey. How you doing, Bob?
Alright. Rush hour, man.
Howdy.
Rush hour.
Yeah, you're late. That's alright.
Modelo's.
Oh, thank you.
Modelo.
Beautiful.
Grass.
Good and bad news.
What's that?
Bad news is, man, no taste. I'm moving in 2 weeks, so I'll have them there buried in the corner. This is one from
cool.
Switzerland.
Thanks.
Bob, you were at the gig Friday.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Steve Sun's sax?
Tremendous. Yeah. He just stepped forward and
kind of
jumped right
there in the pleasure.
The pleasure throne, King Farouk's spot.
Yeah, that was pretty good. It was kind of a progression from last week where what he played with the guys for the first time.
Yeah, he played Sunday. You saw Sunday.
Three times, actually.
Yeah, he also got to play with Nels.
That was really cool because Nels was impressed enough from seeing him just playing two songs with you at the benefit to have him come up and
that was totally
do some improv.
We did this cancer benefit for Richie House.
All right.
Yeah, you would have liked this one.
And man, the lady who's playing alto, somebody like spiked her with roofies or something.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, Becca, her name was. And end up having a seizure or something later and broke ribs. She's
Damn.
Playing this gig with broken ribs.
Fuck.
She played great, though.
29 years old helps. Resilient, but yeah. And so it was improv, and Nels was over on one corner and just pointing.
Yeah,
and
it reminded
play.
Me of seeing Marshall, Alan Silva in Tokyo when I got in. Last trip I was there a month ago. And he had 14-15... great Japanese improvised free jazz musicians and Mr. Jim O'Rourke, and he's kind of conductive, yeah, but it's improvised. And so I don't know if Nels knew about, maybe I told him about it, I don't know, but he was doing the exact same thing. He was conducting these people even though they're making the stuff up on the spot and listening to each other and playing off each other, he was still working the dynamic and who would take
spotlight,
front seat.
Step up.
Yeah,
it was like a quartet before Steve got up there, and so the bass, upright bass.
Yeah,
so then he points to him, he gets going, and
Joe Berardi on
more
drums,
on percussion,
great
drums. I mean, he's that guy's masterful.
Yeah, he plays a lot with Motoka Honda.
Oh, cool.
He had all these little toys on his kit, you know, that he's using for percussion. And
he also makes synthesizer music and stuff. I saw him do a gig with not playing percussion drum, and he's an incredible musician. Big respect for Joe Berardi. He was in a band years ago.
Fibonacci's.
Fibonacci's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I was talking to him about
we're
that.
We're kind of wave. But they, this thing is more avant-garde and experiment.
But they had that edge to them, and I talked to him about that, and he was saying, because I remember seeing them open up for Marianne Faithfull, which was the first time she'd been here, maybe ever, you know, in the 70s, and they did Nico's show at the Whiskey, got to open up. He said they were really lucky to open up for some pretty cool bands that they like. And he's a student of music, you know. He's
big time.
Really in his element now. I don't know. I think he's working on a lot of different projects. But who else did we see him with, Mike? We saw him drum one other time. I thought
I've
it was
seen him with
else.
All kinds of people, but a lot with Motoko Honda.
Yeah, she is really flexible, and she does all kinds of stuff. She's awesome.
Yeah, I've seen her do classical music.
Maybe. I heard some of the snippets off the Yoko, you know, Plastic Ono record. And,
we just played some.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah, played some off the new album.
Pretty interesting stuff on there.
Is it out yet?
Yeah, just... Yeah. Or
I think it came out last week, supposedly.
Maybe, yeah. And Chimera Music, that label. And, man, she's balls out. She played the Meltdown thing in England over the summer festival with Ornette Coleman. Yeah.
She's got some Japanese songs on this.
I know she's going to do two gigs in Japan, Osaka and Tokyo. Maybe she can play
She's doing New York, and then she said, well, we don't have a book, but I don't know why we wouldn't do Chicago and LA too, so it's not official yet. But yeah, it's checking out the website.
Mr. Shimmy's on that album.
Yeah.
Now, he just got done with song number 32.
Who's the dude, Cornelius?
He just got done with song number 32, Spielgusher, and there's 64 parts, so he's halfway done.
Wow.
Mr. Kago also is in Plastic Ono Band.
That's who that is?
Well, he's the...
Well, the description made it sound like they were his side, man. I don't know, it was kind of weird the way they described it on the Yoko record.
No, his band...
That's his
band. Is Cornelius, and he records everything himself, but for gigs, he needs a band.
Ah, okay.
So his bass player is Mr. Shemi, his drummer is Mishuko, and the keyboard, Mr. Hori. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He plays guitar sometimes, too. Great musician.
Jim O'Rourke was
pretty for his kind of music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Dennis. Musicianship, his mind, man, he can... Also, he puts it together with videos. His videos are really wild. That go, when they're playing live, pretty...
Also, he has
sensory
them on the
overload
stage?
Kind of thing.
So he has it... Is it synced to the music, you know? Has he somehow got
That's
all that?
That's what I'm saying. It's all connected.
Wow.
And a lot of precision syncopation stuff.
Multimedia deal.
But the way that the people in the band are playing with each other. Mm-hmm. It's not like everybody just on parallel universes, all interconnected. It's some tight, you gotta have some crack people playing. It's pretty amazing. Much respect to them. After the Migu gig, the last gig I did before I came home, I got to play on 4 Migu songs for their album release party. So I'm on some of the... So it was Petra, me and Petra. There's this. I tell you about this where we're. They asked us to cover one of their songs that was on their last album, but they don't play on it. It's me and Petra and a little synthesizer from Money Mark. And they ain't on it, but we're on the album, you know, doing one of their songs, our treatment of it. But after the gig, we had a big chow across the street, and then Mr. Kago. It's with us, man. A guy, very interesting man. Well, they all are. Mr. Nago, too, who plays with Migo. These guys, man, they can play. This, you know, I don't know if you've heard a lot of Migo, but this guy, Mr. Nago, is a couple years older than Mr. Shinny, an incredible guitar player. Wow. Both those cats. There's a few songs on the Spielgusher where they both play. Do you know that Migu song, Choose the Light, where I play bass?
Yeah.
That's him on one of the guitars.
Okay.
Yeah, and both together, they play so intense. Yeah. Telepathic.
Boy, it'd be nice if they came and did a show here sometime.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to bring Migu here. Oh, man, that would be... And now they have a keyboard player, Mr. Sakura, Mr. Fish... I played something last show from him. He makes his own solo albums and very atmospheric, trippy music. Great cat.
Is that a stage moniker or is that
no,
a
no. name? Sakura is a name, right? Yeah. They Japanese use nature words.
That's cool.
You can be called a flower or snow or a bird.
Well, you're electronic, you know. You radiate voltage, wattage.
No.
Wattage.
Bob.
They don't have words.
James Watt, listen. Yeah. James Watt, which was my father's name, but the guy who died in 1721, I think, he came up with a device called a governor, so you could use a steam engine for work. I mean, steam engines go back to the Greeks, but they were more like toys, because they'd get hotter and hotter, and the steam would just run on. You couldn't control them, couldn't get work out of them. So the governor has a set of weights that open up. You know, they, as it spins around, they fly open, and they release a valve, so the thing just doesn't keep building up pressure. It regulates it, see? And you can put it to work. So he puts the steam engine to work. And because of that, in honor of him, the scientist people, body of science, named the power unit after him. So 744 watts is one horsepower. So my name ain't electronic. My name was given to a power unit.
So it's a mathematical degree.
It's different than his name. Yeah. His name is actually a fish. That's what they call fish.
744 horsepower. Wow, that's a lot of power. It's a lot of juice.
No, 744 watts for one
horse.
Watts
for one horse.
A pearly curved air ascends, outracing morning's glow, pulling the night's last remains away till tomorrow. Her pale cold lamp hails the dawn. Silence, she sings, rushing slow motion into vast silver morning. An aching tidal urgency crowds stars and ebon veil. Sighing, rising on the failing night, a celestial wail breaches on beaches of fresh new days. Heedless, splashing the first ripples of liquid light in every direction before my surfacing sight. So wearily I careen headlong onto this wet sun, an age-old collision course with a waking dawn, sprawling anew expressions of unspoiled maybes, the liminal fringe where morning meets beach meets sea, where our feet never leave the ground, yet lave tirelessly, refreshingly in her salty salve. Orbiting blips of hungry fry relieve my steps, scouring and lifting edges of my sentience asleep. Twin faces shine down into her roiling firmament, reflecting naught back but her cold inky basements. Her larder the realm for briny aliens aswirl, unaware and alone. I've driven my truck off the ferry, and I can't unbuckle my seatbelt.
Watch the Pedro show. We just heard Daughter XM by Stefano Paglia. And before that, Knots Part 4 by Andrea Belfi. Now, those two musicians are from Italy. I just got my ticket because on November 21st, I fly to Bologna to make an album with them too. And do 5 gigs.
Cool.
In Roma, Bologna, Siena, Torino, and what's the other one?
Firenze. Palermo.
Anyway, Palermo is in Sicily.
Cool. Go ahead and check out.
This is my mother's. People are from there, so for me to get to make an Italian record is big joy for me. Something I really look forward to. And these guys are very interesting musicians too, Stefano and Andrea. Before them, we heard the infamous Deeb doing Don't Trust People in Suits. And we started off with a poem by Chris Schroeger called Light Shining Toward the Bottom. So that might have some bearing on your physics angle, Bob.
Well, the brightest fish are at the bottom of the sea, so.
Are they?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
What about minnows in that shit?
I don't know much about minnows.
They're really silvery.
Yeah. But I mean the multicolored, you know, iridescent sort of.
Oh. It's like I thought you couldn't see much down there.
You can't, but I've seen these things on National Geographic now where they have a scooper thing that can safely vacuum them up so that they can study them and then take them back down safely. And,
some of them have artificial light, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they
there's a big problem with the jellyfish. Yeah, there's some, because of ecological stress and stuff, giant ones. Giant ones.
I'll bet
they're all hooking together to make these huge
jellyfish.
Yeah, but we're at the end of the first hour, September 28, 2009. I'm out from Pedro's show. Hold tight for hour two. September 28, 2009. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Thank you.
Yeah.
Watt for Pedro show. Start off the second hour with Vendredi Maitinat, which I have no idea what it means, by the Knockouts. But I thought it was interesting. He's from England. This guy sent me some music, and I thought it was trippy. I think he's from the old days and is doing music again. And then Go Getter by Cohen the Knockouts, which is a Detroit band. I thought it was interesting that the names are close. And then Pucker Up by Jason and the Punk Knicks. I thought of them because I played with them at the Redwood Bar and Grill. I've been playing there once a month now for almost a year. I think I played with the Boss's band next time. The second man. I got like 10 second man gigs coming up.
They got
next
you on
one
the
is Saturday at... No, it's Friday. It's a surprise party. But Vinny Vegas tells me this guy Caesar. This guy Caesar's a great DJ. Always plays Wipers for me.
Portland?
Do you remember him? You might have remembered him at the Halloween party on 4th Street.
Remember that cat?
Well, it's his surprise birthday party, so don't tell anybody.
Don't tell him. Don't listen to the show.
I said a place called Stars in the Sky, Sis Club. Yeah, first time there for me. And then we heard Money Rope by James William Roy. And then The Drone and the Fizzle by Electron. There's electronic name.
Yeah.
And then Minowa by Many Birthdays. Minowa? Is it Nyango?
M-I-N-N-A-W-A?
Oh,
Minowa. Maybe everything. Everybody.
Means everybody.
Maybe.
Okay.
So you mentioned 4th Street Pad and that gig. What's up for this Halloween? Get more Pumpkinheads happening?
Minowa by Many Birthdays, I should say. You know about Many Birthdays, right? They're those Texan guys who went to Japan and learned music and learned the language. Great cats. This Halloween, I'm playing at Doll Hut in Orange County. Oh. They asked us during the summer. I said, okay.
Classic
it's
spot.
With the second man and probably some Orange County bands. But last year was neat at that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thing. It was those Pumpkinheads, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you play with a Pumpkinhead on. That would be.
No, the band was Los Pumpkinheads.
Yeah, but I've seen pictures of you.
I did
wear
one, and Ickleson had like a pumpkin hat.
Yeah.
Smart. Really, you don't suffocate.
And, Money Mark, I think, was a doctor.
I think so.
And I think John Wicks was like a victim of some kind of brutality.
And Craig Barr was Elephant Man.
Yeah. Oh, Craig. I'm not a monster,
you?
I'm a human
dude.
I can't remember. I'm sorry. It's a whole year ago.
Yeah, Guy Fawkes.
Who else played? Is that the one where that band from Arizona? What were they called? Shark Pants.
Oh, yeah, I think
didn't
so.
They play? That drummer Dickie, he was great. I think so. I think it was that gig. Because I think Raul played too. Didn't he?
I think so. I think he was there.
Maybe Killer Dreamer or something. Brother Matt, can we have some our presence graced by your spin cyclage?
Give it a try.
Okay.
Thanks.
I almost, I was very heavy in the morning. Now it seems like it's almost dry. It's like the drugs and revolution. Like, on to all the world. I just, I'm a human being. That's all I want to be. I don't want to, I don't want to have a mass change. Mass change is from mass insanity. I just want to be myself and find a place where I can, maintain some kind of balance with myself, and kind of like, the Hamlet trip. Be or not to be.
Do you ever put your dick in the ground like this?
Oh, I hope so. I don't know, it's like, they're neurotic or psychotic, know, having fun as they say. I don't know if it's what. Yeah, right. I don't need all that power. Well, I can just get up and run around the world. I don't have to call that. I don't have to really go all that way up. Find out, you know, what it is or how to maintain with it. It's just like people are really lost.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt.
Cool.
For your latest installment of Spin Cycle, it was impetus, inspiration, and drive motivation behind the days.
Splurge. Got some fresh Banco de Gaia. They came out with some new tunes. So, actually weren't new tunes. They were just rehashing some old tunes. So, we just threw a little Banco medley.
Revitalized.
Yeah, remixed, revitalized. Banco. Shuffle.
People are interested on your cleansing journey.
Oh, cool.
What's the update?
Well, I've been just shuffling some diets, getting ready to do some liver, gallbladder cleanse, kidney cleanse, flush out those flushing organs.
What about colon blast?
Well, one step at a time, I guess. yeah, I got plenty of colon blasting down in the jungle. So, yeah, but... yeah, I still think I'll be heading back down there maybe next year or something for some more. So, yeah, if some folks out there want to jump
down
on,
to the rainforest, Amazon, to get some
jungle medicine.
Yeah. Great adventure at the Blue Morpho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's Blue Morpho right there on the wall.
Last show, talked all about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The butterfly.
See the butterfly?
Yeah.
Show?
Yeah. Very beautiful.
Shaman's. Wild stuff.
They call them Chos. Or Cho-Cho? I know.
That'll cleanse you.
No, but that's what they in Neon Go is, the butterfly.
Got a little more Cho-Cho candy here if anybody wants a chunk.
Yeah. Right there.
I'm not sure.
Let's play some other tunes.
Turning, look behind, you want for wonder and it finds you. And all the yearnings are designed to help you understand the life you're assigned to. Turn the page, turn the corner, all around is wonder. In the blink of an eye, in a butterfly wing, you're detecting a connection. Everything impossible, unstoppable, the moment you let yourself see. The leaves are turning, look behind, you want for wonder and it finds you. And when you fall apart, you grow a bit, but in your heart you know that it is time to turn the page. Turn the corner, all around is wonder. You look into the face of what you wanna be. Little differences can change the whole trajectory. It's possible, unstoppable, the moment you let yourself see. All around is wonder.
Yeah.
from Pedro's show. Wrapping up the second hour with something off the new El May album. We're going to have on the show at the end of the month. A tune called Want for Wonder. And then we heard, Sounds of Pedro.
There's some wonder.
Monday evening. This band is... It was called 156075, but people in Ohio used to refer to them as the Numbers Band. And they had big influence on people like Perubu and stuff. And in fact, I think the Devo guy, Jerry Cassell, was a drummer at one point. The bass player, maybe?
So was this, what, early 70s?
And then, yeah. That was something live from 1975 called Animal Speak at the Agora Ballroom. The time we played with Black Flag, downstairs they had something called, if I remember right, Pop Shop or something. And above us in the Agora Ballroom was the Romantics.
Oh,
remember those guys?
That's what I like about you, man.
And then they burned down mysteriously. A number of years later.
So it was in Agora?
Maybe not so. There was a bunch of Agora ballrooms in the Midwest, I think. A few of them. Like a chain. Mm-hmm. And this one was the one in Cleveland. Although I think the Numbers Band was Kent, which ain't too far from Cleveland. And then we heard something from two of the guys, Perubu, Tony Mamone, Brother Tony, and Scott Krauss, their project Home and Guard, and a tune called Flim Flam. And we're at the end of the second hour of the September 28, 2009 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three because it's a thrilling conclusion of Jack Flanders in the White Castle. September 28, 2009. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. And like I was saying, it's time for the thrilling conclusion, part 12 of 12. Jack Flanders in the White Castle.
Merci, Zivo.
You're on any time, boss.
Ah, there you are, Claudine. Bonjour.
Bonjour, Sanford.
And Monsieur Flanders, bonjour.
Yeah, sure. Bonjour.
Have you enjoyed your stay?
Sanford, you are very sneaky.
I was merely offering enlightening entertainment.
Yeah, enlightening and entertaining yourself.
Each of you had the opportunity to confront at least one of your personal demons, and it appears you all came away awakened to the magical wonders of your own being.
You set us up, White.
So, let me get this. You invite people here just to run them through this electronic maze and see if they'll survive?
Self-realization is an essential part of awakening.
You used us as your guinea pigs, White.
Now, Jack. As Claudine said, you were acting far too smugly.
All this time you've been spying on us?
No, merely collecting data.
You treated us like your puppets.
Not everyone comes to terms with their demons. You were splendid, all of you. I am very impressed.
Sanford, that wasn't very nice.
Awakening is never nice.
What you did was rotten.
Oh, Dominique, did you not come to understand your mother's need for love and affection?
She possessed me.
Yes, well, it was necessary for you to, in a sense, become your mother.
That was mean.
I suppose. Johnny Seven?
Yeah.
You finally ceased fighting your demon.
Yeah, I'm gonna win them beat.
No. You won by not winning.
Yeah.
Well, Rose.
Yes?
Was it not simply insecurity that drove your demon?
It was more frightened than I was. I never would have believed it.
Insecurity can create so many demons. And now, Claudine. The beautiful Claudine. Caught in her own reflection. But you surprised me. You were never caught at all. Apparently you were always friendly with your little vanity demon.
It wasn't that easy, Sanford.
Still, I was impressed. And Mojo, You were the most entertaining of all. You knew your demons and knew how to play with them.
Well, I've been dealing with my demons for a long time.
But Zeevo had you going there, didn't he?
Ooga Booga Jones? Where did you come up with that?
Well, I can take some credit.
Well, what was that? Get Whitey?
Just a little joke.
So that was Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
I put a spell on you.
Because you're mine. And last, Jack Flanders. I thought you would never acknowledge that you even had any demons. So I had to take drastic steps.
Yeah, well, that was really underhanded.
Jealousy is such a nasty little demon.
If Mojo hadn't come across Zeevo editing those images, I'd still believe what I saw.
If you hadn't so quickly leapt to conclusions, you would have noticed the lip sync was terrible. Zeevo, can't you be more precise?
Well, I had to match lips to words spoken all over the castle, boss.
Fortunately, our technology keeps improving. In time, we'll have it perfect, won't we, Zeevo?
It's getting better and better.
Good. Now, Jack, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to Claudine alone.
Oh? Why?
To apologize.
Is that all right, Jack?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine. No problem. So, that's it.
That's what?
It's the end of the voyage.
That's it?
That's all?
It's time to move on.
Move on to where?
Maybe I'll go back to Inverness.
Is that place still standing?
My aunt left an endowment. It's being cared for.
What is Inverness?
It's the one place I think of as home.
It's an old mansion, right?
Yeah. It's filled with memories.
You know, you could always add more.
Add more memories?
Yeah, you can install plasma walls.
You can hire Zeevo.
Yeah, and have the place overrun with robots.
No more robots.
Well, you can redo the rooms so you can be anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere but where I am.
You could be here, or there, or anywhere.
In other words, why be here now when I can be here tomorrow?
What about Claudine? Will she join you?
I have no idea.
They told me I'd find you here.
Did you have a nice chat with White?
I did.
Did he apologize?
No.
Did he proposition you?
No, Jack.
Well, did he?
He did.
Uh-huh.
But not in the way you're thinking.
Oh, come on.
Sanford has a project.
Yeah. Project Claudine.
No. Are you interested?
In what?
What he has in mind.
Why?
Because it's the sort of thing you do.
Oh, you mean madcap adventures?
Maybe.
I can tell that you're interested. Don't tell me you trust him.
Yes, I do.
Claudine, he's a magician.
I know.
He'll always have something up his sleeve.
I know.
If I say no, will I ever see you again?
Of course, but...
But not for a long time.
Probably not.
Claudine.
Yes, Jack?
You are so damn independent.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you like that.
Yeah.
Well, so?
So, what's he up to?
Well, what Sanford has in mind is...
Wait. Are there robots involved?
I hope not.
Okay. Continue.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Starting off third hour with the conclusion of Jack Flanders and the White Castle, courtesy of Meatball Fulton and ZBS Media.
Yay.
You can get to them at Z as in zebra, B as in boyfriend, S as in shipmate.org. And support them because we'd like to get another thrilling,
More Jack.
Righteous adventure of the mind. Mr. Jack and his travails, his enlightenments, and mind blows, colon blasts.
The rainforest.
Rainforest. Well, one of his adventures is the Blue Morpho. Yeah, much respect. And then we heard something from a friend of Charlie Plymail's son, and a live recording of a tune called Tappan Zee by Raha Waldman's quartet. Some young people.
Is that about the Tappan Zee Bridge?
Jazz kind of trip. Speaking of which, right? So John Coltrane's, did we talk about this? Selma Mark VI?
Oh yeah, the option.
1965, yeah. Tenor horn. Same year as Steve McKay's Funhouse. So,
not an eBay item.
I don't mean to...
you mean someone selling it?
It's going to go at auction house like Christie's or something.
What are they forecasting?
I already talked about it at the beginning of the show. Yeah. I think I did.
Yeah.
We were talking about the shitting factory. I heard that's closing.
Oh,
I heard that too.
And man, the sound there, whoo. But it was still a righteous gig. Nell's band tore up. Saccharin was great. Jack Brewer was late, but made it. As they started to do instrumental trumpet, man.
Yeah. Universal Congress of almost.
What's his name? Dan? He's great.
He's great, yeah. What a... Joe is stellar.
I had just recorded the week before with Joe Baez some Webb Pierce tune for Keith Morris. Yeah, Joe Baiza really wants to go over and make music in Japan. I have to find a way to get him over because I think musicians over there would trip on him.
They would dig his playing and his just this whole thing.
And I think he would be tripping on the musicians over there. It'd be good.
He might get
with
some new
Mr.
ideas.
Nels, bringing him over, the interaction between the two.
I could see Joe picking up something new out of that. Yeah.
And so maybe I work on that somehow.
You're the ambassador.
I don't know if I'm the ambassador. But, you know, Joe Baiza for a while was in Germany making music a lot in the late 80s. Yeah.
Is that where he met his wife?
His wife is Dutch. Or Belgian. Flemish. Maybe from Antwerp. But in the old days, a lot of the gigs were in Germany before the two came together. And so I think Joe Baiza is adventurous to other lands. And he would, you know, Coltrane was interested in the East at the end of his life. And it's very inspiring for people. So
I think they'll be kinder.
He doesn't need people like me faking like he's an ambassador. But because I've been there a few times now, I might be able to work out a thing. Because I'm still finding out about it. So, Bob, you going to any gigs? Got any gigs planned?
No.
Nicholson found one that's coming up. It's Melvin's and Butthole Surfers on the 18th.
Where are they going to play? Do you know where it is?
El Rey Theater? Where is it at? Henry Fonda?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't remember.
I've never seen the Melvins. That'd be good. So check it out. Meat Puppets were great. You know, my last two times at El Rey, I met Ron Ashton. And this time, what, 6 years, 7 years later, I meet Scotty. How weird is that?
Now,
isn't that weird?
Years later.
It's like bookends. But how strange, huh? Not knowing when you go there. And
Scott Ashton's big. He's a big fan of the Meat Puppets.
Cool.
And he asked me to
get hold of them and Chris Kirkwood, the bass player. And so he got to meet them and talk with them.
Cool.
Actually, they met him a long time ago. But he's not sure he was there. But I think they went to Ronnie's band.
They're a little embarrassed about it.
Maybe the Blind Pig or something in Ann Arbor. And after the gig, they went to Ronnie's house.
They got a little rowdy. Kurt was telling me that... He goes, my brother and I, we were really snotty. We started tearing the place apart. So, kind of cut the story short there, but it was like 1984 or something like that.
Yeah. Might have been what they were with Flag. Yeah. Opening up for them. I know they did a couple tours with them. I think Saccharin ended up doing like 4 tours.
So Ronnie had the old Stooges pad, right?
No. Old Stooges pad.
It's gone?
They weren't there, no. You know, in between that was living in Hollywood and stuff.
Oh, I know. But I mean, the old pad is not there anymore.
Line. Yeah, that wasn't the fun house.
No.
This here is a more music.
Następuje chwila i ciężarówka wjeżdża na drugi pas, zderzając się czołowo z nadjeżdżającą inną ciężarówką. Kierowcy giną na miejscu, sucha kiełbasa się psuje, chleb jak kiełbasa staje się suchy.
i brzmi to przepięknie.
You can't drink good.
Juan from Pedro show. Some music from Poland. Started off with this is kind of hard to pronounce because I'm Tupaca and together, but it's Sia Zarwoka by Wilko Zirk Mescalina. That's got to be Mescaline.
Mescalina.
Something like that. I mean, how would you pronounce C-Y-R-K?
C-Y-R-K.
Sir. No disrespect to the Polish Sir. Language. It was just tough. Anyway, that's some great music there. And excuse us destroying your language by being too ignorant. With big respect. And then we heard another band called Setzur. S-E-R-T-Y-Z-U-R. Setzur.
Sounds good to me.
And with something called Zarafi Wa Galopi. Very interesting power trio. I think they've been around for a while. Then we heard something from France, a band called The Lost Communists with Tell Me Who He Is, and finished up with John Dallaire with Heavy Red Curtain. So I got to play Poland once. Wacława played the town on the German border, but actually stayed a couple days in Warszawa, which we call Warsaw.
Yeah. Warsaw.
And I got to be given a guided trip around there, you know, a tour. The uprising and solidarity, you know, during the Second War, and then the solidarity movement. And I came there from the, what was it called in England? The thing with all the rain. Glastonbury. Oh. All muddy. So I wore the djembe on the airplane. Yeah. It was sweaty too, humid there, so it was great to have that on. But it kind of tripped out some of the people.
We thought they were
naked. I didn't care. You know, I was naked, it was decent. People got to get used to gym bays. Hikusan got me another one.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Now I have three.
Oh, so that's what you wear to look at.
What's the other one?
Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Kind of work outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should wear that next time you play in San Francisco. I'm sure they'll love it.
What was that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Whatever. You know? Castro Street.
This guy.
Well, you know.
Hey, what's so Castro Street about djembe?
Nothing.
One guy, when I played Safari Sam, he thought I was doing a Moses thing.
Yeah, the beard there.
Which is, it's Yom Kippur, right?
Yeah.
It's Day of Atonement, so say you're sorry about it.
I'm wearing a beanie.
I'm sorry.
That's why you get the...
It's more like a Muslim beanie.
Muslim, with the cousin.
Yeah, a beanie.
Right.
I don't think there's much of that going on in Pedro, generally.
We got a temple.
Yeah.
But you know that on 9th Street?
Too many people who went there. Randy Shapiro.
Mark Weisswasser, in fact, I was 15 years old and played a bar mitzvah there for his brother Richie. Yeah. Great chow. But I think we're stinking it up because we were on a patio and sliding glass doors. The sliding glass doors got slid closed so they could see us. But I think we were a little muted. And then they brought us later into the room, you know, where the deal takes place. And the guys were standing up one at a time, the old guys singing their trippy songs.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
I never knew any of that, you know. It was interesting. But that was Temple Beth El, you know, 9th and Weymouth?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, 7th.
Yeah, when they built there.
I think Beth means house and El means God. I think in Arabic it's Al. Allah. See, they're close. Just got to convince both of them that.
Yeah.
Church of Coltrane.
Got to convince, even within our... Yeah, even in Pedro. They get kind of provincial on things. Although, man, everybody was having a good time at Harold's. It surprises the fuck out of me.
sometimes. But yeah, it was a good time. And Axel singing for the Gears knew how to play up. Actually, he did live in Pedroche.
Oh, cool.
He was working some CB radio thing in Harbor City or Lameda, and you know, he's Huntington Park guy, and he's like, fuck this, driving. So he got a pad, and he lived at 9th Pacific for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, tripped me out.
Huntington Park, didn't
know. So he was doing a lot of Pedro.
A flashback.
Just calling it out, and the people, of course, responded.
Pedro speak?
Hey, this out of towner guy, you know, knows our town.
Yeah.
And so, you know how Pedro guys get happy on that. He actually spent some time there. Also, he lived maybe 12th and Gaffey, too. He told me two pads he lived in for short times. So I was righteous. You know, he wears this, he's got this necklace. Now, I didn't see it with it on him before the gig. But I did see it during the gig. And he's got a necklace that's a fucking microphone.
Major bling.
Like this thing here. I mean, no, it's like a real one that had holes drilled in it, and he's wearing it, you know, on his chest, man. If you jump around, that thing's going to be banging on
a weapon.
But, or some kind of a flagellist, you know.
Yeah.
Like a hair shirt or like whip it on yourself. Whip it on the gym. But he's great, man. And, you know, coming from the older days and just being happy to make music.
Yeah, it's cool of Dirk to get that going. And get bring that him going. Down
Dirk
did
Guitar Safari. Yeah. For having a guitar store in Pedro.
Yeah.
For getting gigs going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got.
And a bar, too.
Has
a lot to do with that. He was there that night.
Cool.
Also.
Yeah, Craig's involved in making lots of cool stuff happen.
Maybe they can get the boat thing a little more regularly, too. I think that was
pretty fun. Well, that boat thing wasn't really Pedro. That was Long Beach. But the one we did with the Meat Puppets 26 years ago was a Pedro thing. Although that Cliff Cat was great, man. But his boat kind of set up more for, like, racing around during the daytime than a band playing on the poop deck at night. But it still was righteous.
Yeah, still cool to do something better than being at the dock, cold at night with nothing going on.
Yeah, I think
it was a nice balmy evening too.
There's some sport fishing boats still sitting down 22nd Street that you could use a little action.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That would work as a day boat because they got a lot of room in the back there.
Yeah,
they're set up more, and that's kind of what we used all those years ago. Very, very interesting. Okay, here's some more music. We'll be right back.
Watt from Pedro Show. Last chunk of music. Some music from your land, Ikosan. We heard Gizmo from Noomanus. How would you say this? N-O-O-M-N-U-S.
That sounds Numinous.
Numinous.
Numinous? Yeah. Anyways, great little tune. And then a friend of Kyoka-san, Nobuko Hori with, and this is a name, Yamada Santo Muchan. She put a lot of words together. Mm. We know Chan. Mm. Yeah, some kind of child thing. And her music is a trip. That was a wild piece there. And then we heard Flowers in Nails by Drunjo Kept by Four. And finally, Supu Supu from Tonchi. And she's a trip. When I was in Tokyo, a cat from England wrote me saying, "You got to, have you heard this lady?" And, you know, there's a lot of people making music there, but I checked it out. He gave me a spot to find the music. And she uses steel drum, you know, Caribbean,
yeah,
Haiti, to do kind of Okinawa music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it works. Because that sounds, shows you can be far apart, but kind of still cousins.
Cool.
Yeah. So, Brother Matt, you got something? Right, this decompression.
Oh, yes. Saturday is going to be Burning Man decompression for the L.A. Burning Man community. So if you're in town Saturday from noon to midnight at the cornfield there, right north of Chinatown, Olvera Street there. Used to be in now it's called California Historical Park.
Yeah, right.
It'll be like Burning Man comes to town. The real party starts afterwards at Space Island. And then this weekend is Water Woman Festival out in Joshua Tree. So
in the desert.
Probably gonna
where I played last things. Week.
Yeah, yeah.
So Burning Man that's and Water true. Woman, I
yeah,
get it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's where Water Woman started from, Burning Man. It's kind of...
I had to put it out. Around.
Yeah.
I had to put it out.
Had to put it out, yeah.
Okay, it's been September 28, 2009. Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you, Bob, for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Brother Matt, for your essential cool. eating and bedding. Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.